line, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Henin, and this is What's on Your Mind. Scott, I think we're going to get some new bumper music, because as you're tallying up all the numbers on whether you're nuts or normal, maybe this should be the new theme song on Fridays.
Coming to pick me
Remember
away.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Because God's nuts.
You left me.
What was the total there, Scott, by the way?
Got worse and worse, and now you
You know, I did honestly, I honestly lost track at 6-1. Nuts versus normal. And the I think the one normal was sort of a backhanded kind of, you know, like the...
Oh, you're going to count that, though.
Like the emailer.
Well, I want the clean sweep.
Like, well, the emailer said, you may be normal, but that's the problem. We as Americans have come to accept the government having their nose in on our personal business. So, normal or nuts is our Friday survey, and we certainly want, you know, your take on this. Again, this is a, I feel like last week where it's sort of complicated, but I'm suspect of government. I'm suspect of the abuse. It's hard not to open up a newspaper and not see the IRS or, you know, AP emails or James Rosen of Fox News Channel and just say, what is, and an emailer sums this up well. By the way, saying I'm wrong, not that I'm nuts, but I'm wrong. Betty says, I'm terrified the direction our country is going, and it's a freight train that can't be stopped. These two articles should scare the crap out of you. What chance do our grandchildren or even our children have? My bowels run cold when I read this. Crap and bowels in the same email. My goodness. So much has happened to our country we don't know about, and most of the evil since 2009. She's talking about... a Canada Free Press story talking about the privacy of world citizens wiped out by the USA, and also the Iron Curtain descends on America, another story. And again, it's about surveillance. So what I'm trying to separate is to say, if a lawful program that a court approves, that started in a Republican administration, continued in a Democratic administration, that the House and the Senate intelligence committees know about, what confirmed my gut yesterday was when... a Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says, just so you know, this program prevented a terrorist attack. I go, I want our government to prevent a terrorist attack. I think that's their function. And so if putting a bunch of numbers into a system does that, I say I'm okay with that. The question was, does that make me normal? Does that make me nuts? I would have to say somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know,
hey, the listeners decided you're nuts.
Yeah, 20-1. That song's appropriate. So
my contention on this is the fact that where does it end? And the lives lost, albeit tragic and very sad, is not the end game of the terrorists. It's changing our culture. And when we have to look over our shoulders constantly and worry about what we're doing in our day-to-day lives and what we're doing with our freedom, then they win. We have the government doing that for them now, and that's wrong. There's a problem with that. Article I was going to read a little bit earlier concerning gaming consoles. Who plays video games nowadays? Pretty much any younger generation. Xbox has got a brand new game out. The Xbox One is bundled the Kinect system. Now, the device captures motion and sound with every console, and its camera and mic will always be on by default. In fact, Xbox One will actually refuse to work if the Kinect is not connected to it. So the camera and mic will work even when the console is turned off.
That's
even
creepy.
Even in the dark. It is creepy.
That's creepy.
That's how you change culture. You train culture. Oh, well, everybody plays video games. Let's put this into the video games. We're going to monitor your cell phone calls. We're going to start looking at your emails. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I swear I am not. But that show on CBS that airs on Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, Person of Interest, my goodness, how close are we to that?
Yeah, that's
frightening. It's frightening.
The IRS, you know, business that's going on right now is frightening. I believe a function of government is stopping terrorist attacks, and I want them to do that lawfully. All right, I don't want the creepy stuff. I want them doing it lawfully. Am I nuts?
Sorry, Scott, I apologize, but if you don't like a certain talk show, and say a Rush Limbaugh, if you don't like Rush Limbaugh, and you can look at the phone records and go, okay, well, these people are calling him, so they must be fringe people, and let's target them. The IRS can take care of that.
The nanosecond,
pressure.
The nanosecond that happens, I am. Call me a member of a militia ready to stop.
How do you know it's not happening now?
Well,
I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. How do you know it's not happening now?
Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Back to the phones in just a second. A couple other stories we're watching here. Is crime up in North Dakota? Just because I want to get the focus off me, I think anybody that thinks crime is a problem in North Dakota is nuts. There's more of everything in North Dakota these days. We just saw a story about the state posting the second fastest year of economic growth ever recorded. So there's more of everything going on. Sheer numbers says there's going to be a spike in crime, but that's just proportional to the amount of activity that's happening and everything. We do not have a crime problem in North Dakota. That's nuts if you think that. Tell me if I'm wrong. The Pope says wasting food is like stealing from the poor. I love this Pope. I'm a groupie of this Pope. I'm wondering what we could do to alleviate his concerns here. I do think we waste too much. There's no question about it. But how do you take what I'm not going to use in the way of half a pot of pasta and help the poor? I need some help understanding that one. And I think you're mad about that Obama Christmas tree tax, aren't you, Dave? Aren't you?
How dare you trash Christmas trees? You're taxing Christmas trees, and they slipped it into the farm bill. That's the part that really upsets me. It's what do Christmas trees taxes for fresh cut Christmas trees? If you cut a Christmas tree, you get a tax on it. It's like 15 cents or something like that. Why?
A lot of our listeners have been upset about stories of Homeland Security buying up stockpiles of ammunition. We're going to talk to the member of Congress that passed legislation in the House, at least, that said stop it at your request. Also, former Congressman Rick Berg will be here to talk a little bit about where the farm bill's at. He was part of that effort last session, and it continues this session. It has passed the Senate, by the way, with 75 votes. Big battle ahead, however, in the House. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us next week on that. Back to the phones, Ben in Braddock. Where's Braddock, Ben?
South Central North Dakota. The problem is we can't profile.
So, in other words, if we could profile, we wouldn't need everybody's cell phone number?
Well, absolutely. We can't profile. We know who the bad people are. Let's say all the talk show hosts in Bismarck are all bad seeds. Well, let's watch them. We don't need to target everybody, but the problem is now that we can't target the people that we know that are bad because it would be discriminatory. We need to target the ones that we know that are bad instead of having to be politically correct and say, no, we got to watch everybody because that way we're not unfair to anybody. That's the problem. We could do it with half the resources, way less. It's ridiculous.
And, Steve, you said that earlier. You wanted to solve this with profiling. I'm with
I have no problem with profiling.
Yeah.
You know, law enforcement does it all the time. Maybe the government should do it as well.
If
you're going to take a look at a segment of society and go, this is more than likely where the problem is, follow the evidence trail. If this is where the problem is going to lie, then, yeah, be a little bit more scrupulous looking at that group of people. That's where the majority of the problems are going to come from. It's not going to come from you and I.
Ben
couldn't agree more. Todd in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Did we have a number on if you're nuts or normal yet?
You
lost track.
Off the charts nuts. Yeah.
Conveniently.
Scott, you have an opinion that this cell phone thing doesn't bother anybody, but you have to look at the facts. The facts of everything are proven that the government is overtaking everything. Or am I wrong on that?
Well, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. So there's plenty of abuse going on, without question. I'm simply taking comfort in the fact that Republican and Democratic leaders in the Intelligence Committee, along with other folks, have talked about courts approving this and this system working in that it prevented terrorist attacks. Could they abuse
right.
it? Absolutely. And the second I find out they abuse it, I'm off that reservation so fast your head
right.
spins.
Mike Rogers said, okay, it stopped the terrorist attack. Okay, what terrorist attack did it stop? Tell us. Well, that's classified. We can't tell you that.
So you think he's lying?
Well, let's see. Is his lips moving?
If you look at the track record of government, do you trust them when they say, oh, no, we won't cross that line? Absolutely. Scott, you've even said that.
Then we all ought to opt out on everything. We not have video games. We get video gaming machines or cell phones or computers or anything else. If we're that distrustful, and trust me, it's bona fide. It's warranted in some cases because of what we've seen happen. What do you do about it? How do you take comfort, Todd? What do you do?
Look at the word progressive. The word progressive, especially in the Democratic Party, is just they use and abuse and the more and more and more, and they're going to keep doing it.
Todd in South Dakota, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. He wants a tally. It's off the charts. I've lost track. Doug is effing. When we come back on What's in Your Mind, stay tuned, Doug.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Are you okay, like Scott is, with them running through your phone numbers and seeing what's going on the phone records and tracking all this stuff? I say no. Scott says yes. Is Scott normal or nuts? Let's go back to the phones. Doug and Epping, what's on your mind today?
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I called. I didn't actually plan on being on the air, but since I am, I'll get my 2 cents out there. I told the call screener that Scott, unfortunately, is normal, but he is dangerously normal in that people have been just drip, drip, drip of this machine. machine out there, and all of a sudden they get to the point where they have woke up in a country they don't recognize, and they're trying to wrap their arms around it, because it's a difficult process to realize that, you know, you are living in a police state, in a country run by a tyrannical government that has no intention of backing down, and is so full of hubris and arrogance that they'll just stare you right in the face and lie to you.
Doug,
and carry on with their plan.
Doug, can I go down a little different path with you? First of all, I mean, my heart aches, because there's a great deal of angst and worry because of all this. I hear it in your voice of where we're going, and the fact that we don't recognize it because we're going down that. And I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I'm zeroing in on one particular program that I think if it works to prevent terrorist attacks, that's great. But there are countless examples of where it's being abused, so I am completely with you. But, you know, isn't what worry and angst is desired by the enemy? Don't they want us tied in knots?
Well, they want to keep us, they want to, you know, it's like this is the chess game, Scott, and they are not slackers. You know, they're thinking six moves ahead, and we're sitting here fumbling around. Sometimes we're still playing checkers. One thing that I want to really point out about the latest phone scandal, it was, you know, brought to the attention of the UK Guardian, then hit the press yesterday, and I never saw anything like a wildfire so big, because it confirmed a lot of people's suspicions and fears, and then there were the other people who were just blithely ignorant, and all of a sudden they're having to grapple with it. These are, and you have a whole retinue congressmen and senators who are doing a dance, because we got to be real. The vast majority of the congressmen and senators were aware of this program and had actually signed off on it in various ways and forms. There are very few that spoke out against it secretly. This has been going on for 7 years on a 3-month rotating scale.
I get it. My only point is that if it was being abused and it's being watched by that many amount of people, we would know about it. That's all I'm saying. I believe we would expose that. And that's what actually gives me some comfort to say this is government actually doing what it's supposed to do. And I just want to finish on the point that, to me, when we worry, when we wrap ourselves around our own axle or stuff like this, that evil wins. Evil wins. I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to say I'm doing nothing wrong, and I am going to believe that a function of government is preventing terrorist attacks, and if crunching some telephone numbers helps do that, that's a good thing. I'm not going to let the worry infect me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think
is that nuts?
That's apples and oranges. On one hand, you're saying that, you know, you wish it was legitimate and that it was for a legitimate purpose, and this is the excuse my mind is going to rest in the fact that, you know, they're just trying to take care of us, because that's what you want to believe. What I'm saying is that that's not their intention, and they have no intention of using this other than to further their own power. And this is Machiavellian politics at its best. And, you know, that's really all I got to say. I'm not worried. I'm resolute. You know, I have no intention of letting my children grow up in a police state. You know,
Doug, let me ask you one quick question here. Do you think that what they're doing is training us, hurting us like cattle? It's an infringement of one little step. It's baby steps, and then baby steps, and baby steps. We had a caller earlier. Conditioning. You get them used to it, and then it becomes the norm.
It's submission training. You know, it's like a Pavlovian response. You know, you beat a dog every day, and then eventually you get to the point where all you have to do is raise your hand, or you get to the point where you just have the sideways glance or the glare, or, you know, and then they get confused and they start to think that the being beat is the attention that they get. And so it's just a weird, twisted, we live, you know, there's a saying, you know, truth is treason in an age of deceit. And people who have been, you know, trying to raise the alarm bells for a long time have been called tinfoil hats and crazy and conspiracy theorists. That's all brain training, too. That's all a shame, you know, trying to shame a person into keeping their thoughts to themselves because you're not complying with the rules of the tribe.
Doug, go ahead. Doug, I don't want to cut you off, but we got to get on to other callers before bottom of the hour.
No, please.
So.
I didn't mean to ramble on, but
You know what? I believe your ramblings, though. Thank you very much, Doug, for the call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I want to get the calls in. Greg in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Did one of you say that you don't believe that crime is up in North Dakota?
Percentage-wise, I don't think crime's up in North Dakota. Scott, I don't think you do either, do you?
No, I don't think we have a crime problem. I think we have a booming state, and with that is going to bring more calls for all kinds of things. But, you know, tax collections are up, population's up, jobs are up. I mean, with that comes additional... I don't think we have a crime problem is how I said it.
Greg, okay,
do you think we have
when was the last time you guys were to Williston or did you get to Northwest North Dakota?
All the time.
Last week.
Have you looked up for McKenzie County even, look up the amount of sex offenders in Watford City, the amount of calls that are coming into Williston Police Department, the Williams County Sheriff's Department, they can't keep up. And, you know, it's not by chance that seven new state troopers just graduated and are coming to this area.
But everything's up, Greg. I mean, in other words, yes, are there more calls for various offenses? Yes, but there's more of everything. That's the point. It's not disproportionate to the amount of additional activity of everything.
I mean, if you have 100 people, and 4 people out of that 100 are victims of crime, now you have 1,000 people, it stands to reason that 40 people out of that 1,000 would be victims of crime. That's where the numbers lie.
We'll devote a whole topic to this, a whole show to this, or an hour at least, in the very near future, Greg. Appreciate the call. We're going to keep moving, just try and get as many in as we can. Sean, South Dakota, you're next. What's on your mind?
Oh.
Shoot,
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, why did the Jews turn around and get on the trains for Hitler and go to the concentration camps? It was a condition of normalization, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Or are we falling for the same thing? Desiring everything to be normal and everything's going to be okay and we're just going to get on the train and go right to the concentration camps?
And goes after a generation or two, it becomes the norm.
Drip, drip, drip. Sean, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. A member of Congress that says, why is the federal government buying up ammo? When we come back, plus Rick Berg on the Farm Bill.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. And we have a couple of guests to wrap up the program on topics that have been front and center with our listeners. One, the issue of the federal government buying ammunition. And a lot of you have asked about it, want to get to the bottom of it. And it obviously concerns our next guest, Congressman Mark Meadows, who's a Republican from North Carolina. He sponsored an amendment that has passed in the House as part of the Department of Homeland Security spending bill, which says you cannot, you have to delay your bulk ammunition purchases. Congressman, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's good to be with you. Thanks so much.
Is the Department of Homeland Security buying up bulk ammo?
Well, we've had a number of hearings on it already, and obviously the $1.1 billion or $1.1 billion purchase was more a solicitation for a bid. We do know that they do have almost 250 million rounds in inventory at this point, which is more than enough to handle the current needs. And so we just want to make sure that they come before Congress and the American people to show the need and the cost of this before we go forward, and that's what our amendment was all about.
Congressman, is this a form of gun control in your mind?
You know, I don't see it as a form of gun control as much as I do that I've had a number of letters from people back home that were really concerned about just why was there such a huge need. That coupled with a very difficult time to get ammo for personal use just highlighted as an issue. And when I came to Congress, I made a commitment to the people back home that I would do what I could. And putting forth this amendment addresses the issue and says we're not going to buy any more until DHS justifies why they need it.
So why did they say they need it to this point? Why have there been such stockpiles being made up to this point?
Well, you know, in terms of the 1.1 billion rounds, there's not a stockpile. I know there was a lot of stuff on the internet that said there was a stockpile of that. That is not accurate. However, they're saying that they need it to make sure that we have our law enforcement officers, when they qualify, that they have the ammunition that they need. And listen, I get in law enforcement are one of my number one priorities. I enjoy the support of law enforcement officers across my district. And so I want to make sure that they have the tools, and that also goes for the Department of Homeland Security. But this seemed like it was a bit excessive, and at least we need to get to the bottom of it.
So just so I'm clear, there was a RFP, if you will, that says we, the Department of Homeland Security, want all this ammo. And that only went as far as a request for proposals, not an actual purchase?
The actual purchase in the last fiscal year was for a little bit, around 103 million rounds. And so we're not anywhere about one-tenth of what that RFP was for. But because it's been, you know, looked at and authorized, I want to make sure that we don't go out and buy 1.1 billion rounds if our need is only one-tenth that. And we just need to make sure that budgeting and the allocation of resources is very tight right now. We need to make sure that we only buy what we need.
Do you get answers when you ask them? Is this a closely held secret? Do they, you know, I mean, do they stonewall you? Are you, you know, I mean,
Well, I am on oversight and government reform. We've actually had a hearing on this at the request of some of the folks back home, not only in my district, but across the country. And so we had a hearing on this. The answers we got were somewhat ambiguous, because there are other agencies that do not require the same level of ammo as DHS. And so we want them to justify why they need more than, say, perhaps, the same law enforcement officers under Social Security, for example, because there's a lot more requested for DHS than there are some of the other agencies.
We're talking with Congressman Mark Meadows, Republican from North Carolina, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Congressman, who decides when enough is enough? Who decides how much a department should have in their stockpile for ammunition?
Well, obviously, we want to make sure that we have our enforcement agencies with the ability to make sure that they qualify. With that being said, most government agents that other than outside of our Department of Defense do very rarely do they ever in the line of duty use ammunition to carry that out. They have to be prepared in case they need it, but very rarely do they actually have to discharge their weapon. And so what we know is this is more for planning and training purposes. And so in doing that, ultimately, it's going to be Congress with the assistance of information from DHS that makes that decision. And that's actually the appropriations chair had already identified this. My amendment just says we can't purchase it until the report gets back. But they had already put the language in there and had done a good job on that.
By the way, a hot topic today has obviously been this revelation that cell phone records are being tracked. You know, Republican Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, came out today. This program has been a helpful thing in preventing terrorist attacks. Yet there is outrage everywhere. I mean, our listeners are upset about this in big ways. And of course, part of the reason they're upset is because they hear about the IRS scandals. They hear about reporters' emails being eavesdropped on. They hear about, you know, is the federal government stockpiling ammo, and it just kind of piles on. Do you connect the dots between this program of tracking cell phone numbers and all these other things that have been in the news lately?
Well, sadly, I was in the hearing yesterday with the IRS on where they had spent over $5 million on one conference, and it was just deplorable, some of the things that we heard. And the problem, and we tried to share that in that committee yesterday, is when our government gets too big and it's not accountable to the people, that's a problem. The other part of that is when they do things that undermine their integrity, it makes everybody doubtful, even when the truth is being told. I can say this, that Chairman Rogers is a fine and honorable man and understands the Constitution, understands the need to protect it, and we've reached out to him to make sure that we understand the issue. We've also sent a letter of inquiry to make sure that our constitutional rights are not being trampled.
How do you prevent this in the future as far as the oversight on the IRS? Does it call for more diligence on the part of whom to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again?
Well, we have a new acting commissioner that we met with yesterday, heard testimony from, but in terms of oversight and government reform, that's one of our duties. I serve on that committee with Chairman Issa. As you know, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, Solyndra, the IRS scandal now, all has been part of what we have been dealing with. And so we're vigilant. We've got one of the greatest staff, some 70 people that are constantly looking at this on a daily basis. And I'm confident that we will get to the bottom and continue to provide oversight. We're going to continue to, you know, take the layers back and make sure that it's exposed. When you bring light to a problem, ultimately accountability follows.
That scandal is starting to get a little bit long, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, we're not going to grow weary in well-doing. The truth is we've got to make sure that we stay. I was hired by the American people to make sure that I was their advocate. I'm going to be their advocate, as many members of Congress on the oversight and government reform are. We're going to get to the bottom of it and not grow weary in making sure that we get to the bottom of it. We've got to hold our government accountable. That's what we're hired to do.
And last final question just on this, because, again, the reason you're here is our listeners have said, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying up ammunition? And I hear you saying, hey, we need to know what or what they're using, what they're going through. And you also referenced some things in the internet that were not accurate. What's fact, what's fiction about what the Department of Homeland Security and or the federal government has done in the way of ammunition stockpiles?
Well, here's the great news is there will not be any new purchases until they give us a report showing us clearly why they need additional ammunition. And with that, we can tell you that we're only going to be approving that which is necessary and not allowing them to stockpile it for some unanticipated event.
Got it. Now, what was alleged that didn't happen, though, in the way of purchases?
Well, in terms of purchases, you know, I think there was a whole lot that was out there that they had purchased 1.1 billion rounds, and that is not accurate. Like I say, they've got about 246 million. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but they've got 246 million in reserve as of April 15th of this year. And so when we look at that, that's about a 2-year supply based on what they're using it for right now.
Have you had conversations with the manufacturers of the ammunition? Because a lot of folks, the reason they believe these stories of the ammo purchases in bulk by the federal government is because ammo is tough to find. That they're one of the reasons the federal government's purchases are one of the reasons there's a shortage. Is that accurate?
Well, I talked to G.T. Thompson, who has one of the guys that works on this in his particular district. I talked to him about that, the government purchases is a small percentage. It's about 2%. I think what happens is we go out and buy ammo, and we believe that it's getting scarce, and so we continue to buy. And part of that is the administration is a great motivation to make sure that you buy as much ammo as you can. And so the government actually being the source of that is probably not accurate. But the other part of that is that this will allow it to make sure that it's a regular market and the manufacturers can hopefully get shells back on the shelves for us.
Congressman, it seems like if I go to my local sporting goods store and go to buy shells, it's limited. I don't have a very good selection. I can't find things. Is any of that caused by this? Is that going to be alleviated down the road so that the consumer can get the product as far as the ammunition that they want? Have you heard any rumblings of that with your discussions with the manufacturers?
Well, I've talked to not only manufacturers, but also folks back in the district, and we're hopeful that this will alleviate some of the concern. We know that there will not be additional procurement that happens at least for the next 6 months or so while this report is being given back to Congress if this becomes law. And so we believe that we'll see some lightening up of that and hopefully not have such a hard time finding ammo again.
All right. Appreciate all the information. Our listeners want to know, and you got them some answers. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on the show.
That's Congressman Mark Meadows, who was the sponsor of an amendment that said, Department of Homeland Security, you're done. You can't buy ammo until you tell us what you need it for and how you're going to use it. A former member of Congress, our own, from North Dakota, Rick Berger, is on the phone talking a little bit about the latest on the Farm Bill out in Williston today. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me on.
Steve and I had a couple of questions on the Farm Bill, and first maybe just this is something you were toiling with in the last session, and they're still toiling with it. Why is this so difficult?
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of different issues that all kind of come into play, you know. And I think about the Farm Bill. One of the things that I think of is back at some point in time, food stamps was tied in with the farm program in order to get a majority of people to pass the legislation. And I think that's what you're seeing now in part is those.
Your favorite, sorry to interrupt, Rick, we're up against the break here. We'll continue this on the other side, but your favorite beef, Steve, there it is. More coming up.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kemp French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Home Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with former North Dakota Senator Rick Berg discussing the Farm Bill. Rick, you couldn't be speaking more music to my ears. I've been a long believer that the food nutrition programs and the Farm Bill need to be separated. I've been told that'll never happen in the House. Is there ever a hope of that happening in the Senate? And I'll let you finish your comments.
Separating that. You know, the other thing that's interesting that you need to look at is the House and the Senate is different. You know, every state has two senators, so every state has agriculture. And so every senator has an interest in agriculture, and I think that's why there was momentum to pass the Farm Bill out of the Senate. When you get to the House, it's made up of population centers. And so, you know, you've got 50-plus in California, 30-plus in New York. A lot of these congressmen and women, they don't really have any production agriculture in their district. And so, you know, they're not as concerned about really the food supply and what we're doing here in America to have the best quality, cheapest food in the world. So, you know, there's in the House, it's a combination of different interests. And so to try and get a bill passed that's good for production agriculture, it gets drugged down as it has in the past because people are saying, well, if we have to reduce spending, we don't want to reduce any of these nutrition programs or food stamps. And so as a result, you don't have the votes in the House. Or it's hard to get those votes to get something passed.
Steve's point is obviously, I agree with him. I mean, why are they together? But to go to your point, the makeup of the House, is there any chance if you separated these into, okay, here's all the nutrition programs, food stamps over here, here's farm programs over here, you wouldn't have farm programs, would you?
Well, I think you would see, you go back to the way, agriculture and probably some of those farm programs originally were envisioned, and really agriculture today is the shining bright industry in our country. And so, I think as you, if you separated those two and you looked at, okay, how do we continue to grow this economy, within agriculture and create jobs and do those things, I think you'd see some innovative solutions that are good for agriculture. And, again, if it was separated, and I think it would win support of more people having programs that, again, encourage more, higher production, better quality food, and those types of things, rather than this old mentality of, you need this government program.
Senator, doesn't it just come down to food security in this country? And my contention is, if you don't like it, then don't eat. When it comes through the House, if you don't like it, then don't eat. All the farmers and the producers want is that safety net, that security blanket, just in case so that they can continue the way of life because it's in their blood. It's a way of life. It's not a job to producers out there. But it ultimately, doesn't it come down to food security in this country?
Well, absolutely. It comes down to having a safe, stable, secure food supply. And so, food security is key. Again, agriculture has changed so much over the last 20 years. Unfortunately, because of the way Congress operates, many of our ag programs haven't changed that much. And I think there's an opportunity to really, look to the future and say, how do we ensure this food security? How do we ensure that it's run like a business. How do we reward those people that are increasing their yields and doing a better job? And those are some of the things that ought to go into the debate as we come out with a new farm bill.
By the way, you wrestled with leadership over this as well, and obviously Kevin Cramer's doing the same thing. Evidently a vote at least has been secured. Now, why is the, Speaker Boehner and other members of leadership reluctant to have an actual vote over in the House?
Well, there's two issues that makes leadership concerned. Number one, John Boehner wants an open environment. That means if a bill comes to the floor, anyone can add whatever amendments that they want to add to the bill. And so, again, you've got a bill that, the Democrats that are very supportive of increasing food stamps are going to want to add money to that. That would come to the floor. A lot of these things that come on the floor as amendments are done for political reasons and not necessarily good policy. So having the bill on the floor, there's so many different amendments that could come on the bill that, creates problems. The other is just simply passing the bill. Leadership really doesn't want to bring a bill to the floor that's not going to pass. And so if you bring a bill to the floor with a close makeup of the Republicans and Democrats in the House, if they don't have the support of the Democrats that say, there's not enough in for food stamps, and then on the other side, if there's Republicans that, are representing districts where there's no production agriculture and saying, some of these programs really aren't for agriculture, aren't anchored in to the business side. They're going to not support that. Or some of these people may say, I don't like the level of money going into food stamps, even though it's below what it what's supported by the Democrats in the other aisle. So
Congressman, we got about a minute left, and I do, or 30 seconds left. I wanted to ask you, which version do you like better, the House or the Senate version, and which one do you think will win?
Well, I think we're a long ways from a final version. I support parts of both. 2 years ago, I supported the Senate version. Some of the things that it's tied into, they tend to link conservation and things that are a problem for farmers in the program. I don't like that. So I think we just have to watch this, and it'll get into conference committee and watch that. That'll be the final version.
Very interesting. Well, glad you're out there still sticking up for what's right in the great state of North Dakota. And I know Steve wanted to get you in the Senate there. He called you a senator a few times. Did you notice that? So.
I apologize for that.
Have a great weekend, Rick. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Rick Berg, there's a guy toiling in the trenches to get a farm bill done, and they're still fighting about it. But hopefully next week.
And by the sound of it, it's not going to be done anytime soon if he thinks that we're not looking at a final version yet on either side.
God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. I'll go try and take care of my nuts problem, okay? Normal or nuts, next Friday we'll do it all over again. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hillman. Bye-bye.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.